Welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
603, 69 degrees. Everybody's in their places with bright smiley faces. Remember that when you were kidding?
Yes.
We're all in our spaces with
bright smiley faces.
That's because teachers couldn't yell, shut up and sit down. Drive me crazy, kids. Hey, you want a theory that'll blow your mind? You ready?
Go for it.
Someone did this whole thing, and I've talked about this before, but like some Disney theories, why they didn't do certain things in Disney movies. Okay. Little Mermaid was on this weekend.
Okay.
You remember when she lost her voice?
Yes.
Hopefully, I'm hopefully not spoiling it for anybody. She loses her voice, and she can't tell Eric what Ursula's done, right?
Right.
Why didn't she write it down? She had already signed a contract earlier, so you know she knows how to write.
It's a valid point.
This is like, I was sitting there going, huh. Okay. And then the other question somebody brought up was when they're at dinner, when she's human, do you know what they're eating?
Fish.
Crab.
Oh, I know.
Crab.
I felt so bad for
Sebastian.
She's
cool with it, but she's like sitting there letting him, watching him, like, you know, and Sebastian's over there going, you're eating my brother. Why are you doing that to me, man?
You know what the problem was?
What's that?
She had who's its and what's its galore.
Did she?
She had thingamabobs, about 20.
Yeah. Well, how many times have you watched that movie?
I know it by heart.
Buddy Hackett is a seagull.
Shaboopy.
Why do they do Shaboopy? So there you go. So Little Mermaid is just a giant fraud. The whole thing's a fraud. It was all rigged.
Speaking of Little Mermaid, did you see the new photos from Aquaman? People are making comparisons between Aquaman and Little Mermaid because Aquaman's like assistant or sidekick has the red hair like Ariel. So they're saying it's like a modern-day Little Mermaid.
Now, if Jason Momoa talks like Sebastian during the movie, that would be I would make it a little more interesting to me. You don't think that'd be weird?
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Ariane, you gotta butt your eyes like this.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What's in the first break box, Aaron?
It's a pair of tickets to see WCSX Presents Great White at the St. Clair River Fest Friday, July 27th. St. Clair River Fest runs the 27th through the 29th of July. It's presented by McLaren Port Huron. It's a good time.
Yeah, it is.
That was the Guess Who last year.
Last year, that was when Aaron was feeling it last year, man. It's a huge party, though. It really is. Great White's going to be great. Get it?
I'm trying to think. Oh.
Yeah.
No, then this year you'll get a video from me going, my, once bitten, twice shy, baby.
Well, we just got it on tape now, so we're halfway there. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What's coming up in sports?
Well, can the Tigers keep the streak alive? And many expected outcomes at FIFA yesterday.
Can we talk about the new coach of the Detroit Red Wings?
Go for it.
CSX Big Jim's House, 613. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Tigers back in action tonight in Cincy against the Reds. First pitch, 7:10. Matthew Boyd on the mound. The Cats have won 5 in a row. Can they keep the streak alive? Let's hope so.
I want to play the rally. We got to play a Rally Goose song more. They got to keep winning. We're just getting into that now.
We just got to just keep threatening to eat the Rally Goose.
There it is. Okay.
Washington Capitals coach Barry Trotz, now a coaching free agent nearly 2 weeks after his team won the Stanley Cup. He resigned yesterday instead of accepting a two-year contract extension. One of the NHL's all-time winningest coaches. Trotz was making less than other coaches, like by millions.
So, Red Wings fans, would you? Would you?
Yeah, I would.
I would, too. If he wants to come here and coach the Red Wings, you're damn right. Come on, bring it.
So we'll see how many offers he gets. I have a feeling he'll probably have a job like in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, they'll trot out the money for him.
Womp, womp. Yeah. The FIFA World Cup rolls on today. Yesterday, Belgium, Sweden, England, all winners. Soccer action gets underway this morning with Colombia and Japan, followed by Poland and Senegal. And then this afternoon, host country Russia takes on the Pharaohs of Egypt.
There you go. 6:15, by the way. Congratulations, Rob Hazel Park is our winner of our first big box. Yeah, you're going to be watching that. Hey, why'd your favorite player not play in the first game, by the way?
Because he had an injury.
Well, they all have injuries, and then they come out with that magic sponge and spray water on them, and they magically pop up.
It is a magic sponge.
Is that what it is?
No, they wanted him to rest the first match. So
it's the world. They only play every 4 years. They're resting him?
Yeah.
Okay. He's trying to understand why
Playing today. Mohamed Salah is playing today, and I will be glued to the television.
What's his name again?
Mohamed Salah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Especially the chicken Mohamed Salah. So
no.
Good.
Well, he plays for Liverpool
hummus.
Normally.
Liverpool with hummus.
I'm hungry. Well, Big
CSX Big Jim's House, 618, 68 degrees. And coming up next, a very cool event that Aaron is going to be emceeing. We'll tell you all about it. If you love rock and roll and you like to see some very cool women on stage, this is a great event.
I'm over the moon. I've been showing you videos of it for a month now.
So you understand, in the office, all I've seen for the past 3 weeks is World Cup videos and the Femmes of Rock. That's it. So,
and dogs.
And dogs. Yeah, it's true. No, I've seen a lot of dog videos. There you go. Cheap Trick, Big Jim's House, 623, 68 degrees, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Here they are. This really is a big deal, A, that they're coming here to the Motor City, but why they're coming here as well and helping out Turning Point. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's going to be fantastic, and you're hosting it.
Yeah, they're called the Femmes of Rock, and they had a stint in Las Vegas for a while, and it's four incredibly talented women who play violin.
They are cool as hell, man.
They are super cool.
They are super cool.
But they do classic rock, and they're going to be at the Emerald Theater in Mount Clemens on July 15th. But what they're doing is it's a fundraiser for Turning Point, who I speak with Cindy Shelter Salcido every week on my Women Who Rock podcast.
Yeah.
She's a first responder for Turning Point. But it's an organization that helps survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. Like, they are an amazing organization, and all of their fundraisers keep the organization going. So Femmes of Rock is going to be here, and if you buy tickets, all the money goes to Turning Point.
Right. Well, we got all the information at WCSX.com for you. I'll tell you what, just to get kind of prime the pump, though, why don't we give away a pair of tickets for that?
Yeah, let's do that. Caller number 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. And if you send the keyword rock to 248-398-9279, it'll give you all of the info. It'll go right to your phone.
Yeah.
They're looking for sponsors for the fundraiser, and all of the sponsorships are under $1,000. So if you have a company that's looking to do something nice for the community...
Always. And there's always people where you know, there's so many companies that want to get involved. And you're at the Emerald Theater, July 15th. Going to be a great night with the Femmes of Rock if you want to go. 248-398-WCSX. I like this one of Bohemian Rhapsody they did.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy because I'm...
All right, so that's the Femmes of Rock. Going to be there. I'll be opening for them with my guitar.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Well, that'll get donations. See what you can make me stop playing.
Playing?
Right. Why not? It works in church. It's why I don't sing anymore. Same thing. All right, 248-398-WCSX. CSX Big Jim's House. We say hi to Laura in Waterford.
Congratulations. You're caller number 31. You're going to go to the Emerald Theater to see the Femmes of Rock.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have you checked out their YouTube videos yet?
I have not, but I will now.
Yeah, their YouTube trailer for their 2018 tour is absolutely incredible. And you can just send the keyword rock to 248-398-9279, and we'll send it right to your phone.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, hold on. We'll do more of those tomorrow. Coming up next, Nick Mason, drummer for Pink Floyd, is obsessed with a clown. We'll explain next.
It's very weird.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
CSX Big Jim's House, 637, 68 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. So, I get up this morning and I kind of, you know, do the same thing every morning. Grab a cup of coffee, look at ESPN, go through Twitter. Twitter's become like my new news feed over reading like real news. So, Nick Mason, drummer for Pink Floyd, is on there and he goes, I can't seem to get this out of my head. Sad Clown Puddles Pity Party performs an amazing mashup of Folsom Prison Blues and Pinball Wizard. This is the drummer for Pink Floyd who's obsessed with a 7-foot clown. If you've never seen Puddles and you don't like clowns, does he creep you out a little bit?
Yeah, he creeps me out a lot. That's why I won't watch his videos.
Now, the keyword for this, we'll text it to you, 248-398-9279, would be...
clown.
And you're like, so what? It's a clown singing. But it's a clown singing who sounds like this.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played this silver ball from Soho down to Brighton. I must have played them all, but I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Folsom Prison Blues pinball.
He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine, feeling all the bumpers
always playing clean. He plays by intuition.
It's really good.
Isn't that a trip? He mashes these up. But again, if the drummer for Pink Floyd is digging this guy.
The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays me.
We got the whole thing up for you. And again, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
clown.
So if I dress up as a 7-foot clown for Halloween this year, you wouldn't be happy with that?
I'd call off of work
that day. You know, they are doing the sequel for It. They already announced that,
Stop it. Why do we have to do this? It's June.
What's wrong with that?
Don't talk about that in June.
Clowns?
Yeah.
Clowns are every day. She dressed the rally goose up as a clown. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Aerosmith there, Steven Tyler here in Detroit a week from tomorrow, be the 27th.
At Soundboard?
Yeah, interesting show there. That song, Love in an Elevator, I want to send that out to the Possums that we had in our backyard here
in the
studio.
It was really Love in the
Courtyard.
Yeah,
They were hooking up, and the reason we mention this is apparently something's going on in the state of Michigan where animals are just taking over. Think about it. We got Canada geese that are everywhere. They're everywhere. They've even taken over our baseball team. They have. They storm into town, and now we got rally goose. We have possum that just decide to just get freaky for like 2 hours one morning outside the window. They ain't care. We got Asian carp.
Zebra mussels.
That's another one. And now we have hawks that are attacking a neighborhood in Troy. 248-398-WCSX if you've been attacked by a hawk. Very small sample size for that. But still, here's the story from Fox 2.
They're the real Bonnie and Clyde. These guys are the ones that stalk you and get you.
High in a tree on Hempstead Drive, a hawk guards her hatchling. A short distance away, her mate calls to her.
I call the Mel, the enforcer. Everyone on this street is afraid. May 19th, I come out to get my truck, and it hit me in the back and clawed me.
And believe it or not, he says it was right after he finished watching Alfred Hitchcock's The Bird.
It felt like somebody punched me in the back, and that thing attacked me. I went back in the house, and... I said, this can't be possible. I'm watching the birds. I walk outside and a bird attacks me. I'm a Vietnam vet and spent 12 months in Vietnam, so I'm not used to being afraid of anything. And that bird's got me looking up all the time.
There it is. That's how traumatized they are by this hawk that is just messing with their neighborhood. It's horrible. By the way, you know what you can do to get rid of hawks in the state of Michigan?
What?
Absolutely nothing. They're protected under federal law. So the DNR says carry umbrellas. I'm not making this up. They told them carry umbrellas. Give the birds plenty of space until she's done nesting. That should be sometime mid next month or August. So you just have to deal with these the whole time.
Well, they're protecting their nest. They don't know any better. They're just doing what they do. Or they read James Patterson's Zoo.
Well, that's a reference there. Okay. So who wins between a Canada goose and a hawk? That's a tough one. You think so?
A hawk, yeah.
You think so? Anybody else dealing with hawk issues? I know the Canada goose, I haven't seen our two in the parking lot recently. We had a pair that would just kind of prowl around.
They moved on.
Well, they attacked every car in our parking lot. But yeah, it's crazy. The one hawk you really don't want to mess with is Lincoln hawk. You know what Lincoln hawk is?
No.
Oh, my.
Do I need to Google?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone's character in Over the Top.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
The arm wrestler trying to save his son from the big bald guy?
No.
Lincoln Hawk? You got to get out more.
Oh, okay. Back to 1982.
Exactly. CSX, Big Jim's House, a little before 7 o'clock. 68 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We're talking about wild animals in the Motor City. They're everywhere. We got them all. We got it covered. We have a Detroit Zoo, and then we have the Detroit Zoo, which is... all the animals running wild around the Motor City.
They're taking over.
Well, they are taking over. I mean, well, there's a story on Fox 2 about a hawk attacking some neighborhood in Troy. Here's one of the guys talking about it.
It felt like somebody punched me in the back, and that thing attacked me. I went back in the house, and I said, this can't be possible. I'm watching the birds. I walk outside, and a bird attacks me. I'm a Vietnam vet, and spent 12 months in Vietnam, so I'm not... used to being afraid of anything. And that bird's got me looking up all the time.
You don't mess with a hawk. So we got hawks, and then we go to these crazy creatures. We had Canada Goose everywhere that attack your cars.
Well, we had that one attack that high school golfer in April. Remember that?
Forgot about that here in the great state of Michigan. Yeah, the dude was pinned down on the green. And then we had somebody text in as well. 248-398-WCSX. The same number you call. You can also text us.
Yeah, Audra got in touch and said she saw coyotes in Wyandotte this morning.
We've been hearing a lot about that, that the coyotes kind of, you know, sort of come in. We had deer in our neighborhood. I live out in Waterford. You don't see deer in June. You know, walking through the subs, normally like in the fall, right? I mean, but we had two deer just walking down the street when I was going to work one day. It was very weird. One of them had an iPad. We're going to be late, Debbie. Debbie, we got to move. I don't know where the bus is. Did you order Uber? Yeah, they're very
professional. Well, with the coyote, they say to keep your small dogs inside because they're snatching animals.
Oh, that's right. And they will paint tunnels onto the side of walls trying to get roadrunners to run through them. So that's the thing that's lost with coyotes. They're great painters. They're fantastic painters.
You know, and they're good at ordering things from Acme.
Acme would be nothing. That's how you know you have a coyote in your neighborhood. If suddenly you have an $800 bill from Acme, I didn't order any of this stuff. Why would I get a laser bomb? I don't need a laser bomb. What are you, crazy?
Or one of those old TNT dynamite plungers.
Exactly, yeah. The only time. See? So don't worry about the animals in Detroit. Worry about the Acme plungers. That'll be the thing. That's our thought today. 248-398-WCSX. Yeah, so we got hawks in Troy. We got Canada goose. We got coyotes. We've got opossums making whoopee in our backyard. That's... CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 709, 69 degrees right now. Going to be nice today, not as humid as well. Good day for the unveiling. We're going to find out what Ford's doing in Corktown this morning, so we'll be down there. Oh, I actually put on pants today instead of shorts. You proud of me?
You're wearing pants.
I am. I'm wearing pants. No underwear, just pants. Anyway, moving forward. So, was this last week we talked with Mike Reese? This is the guy who's one of the directors and ran The Simpsons for, what, like 4 years?
He's a writer for The Simpsons.
Writer, and he directed and did, like, some of the biggest episodes. And this book is awesome, The Simpsons Confidential. You said Stefanis was tearing through it, right?
Yeah, he was thumbing through it. He was like, wow, because he's a big Simpsons fan.
It's the biggest show on TV. I mean, the longest running animated show on TV, longest running show, period. So we talked to him. This was interesting. Why don't you start, put your thinking cap on for just a second. Here's a clip of the conversation we had during the Housecast. Mike, I got to ask you a question. I was thinking about this as we're talking to you. If they were ever going to do a live action Simpsons, I think Seth Rogen would be perfect as Homer.
Oh, that's interesting. You know who I heard wanted to do it? Was James Gandolfini. James Gandolfini loved The Simpsons. He used to go out on Halloween as Homer, and it wasn't that hard a transformation. He's the rare guy who had to kind of wear Spanx to play Homer, but he's not returning our calls, so I don't know. Seth Rogen, that's a great idea. I always thought Vin Diesel might be good.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Vin Diesel. We're not doing that babysitter anyway. Yeah, because I was thinking about that. Like, who would you cast? I mean, is Marge? Reese Witherspoon? No, not tall enough.
Tracy Ullman?
I love it. Oh, that's interesting. You know, at one point, we just said, we should just use our cast. You know, Julie Kavner could play Marge very well. But, you know, that it's been 30 years. I don't know. We haven't put much thought into it, except for one thing. It's William H. Macy, great character actor, is a natural for Ned Flanders.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
And so then, I see him at a party one night, and I go up to him. I say, Mr. Macy, you don't know me. My name's Mike Reese. I work for The Simpsons. He goes, if one more damn person tells me I should play Ned Flanders, I'll strangle him.
All right, so here's a question for you at 248-398-WCSX. You can call or text. If you're casting, and I don't know why they've never done this. You've done everything else. A live Simpsons episode with actors and actresses playing them. Who would you cast as Homer, Marge, Bart, and Lisa? This is tough.
So just Marge.
If you have other cast members, you can throw them all out there. I mean,
Marge,
anyone from
Homer.
Bart and Lisa are your big four, but anyone, if you want to cast it up, who or any of the
characters. I have a list.
You have a list?
Yes.
Okay.
I was working on this.
Okay. Do you have one?
John C. Reilly as Homer.
That'd be a good one. I was thinking of Allison Janney as Marge. The tall one from Mom
her,
in the West Wing?
Her or Leslie Mann.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, so you got the idea. 248-398-WCSX. Who plays Bart?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I'm still kicking that one around.
Maybe our producer Ryan could do it.
He'd make a good Bart.
He is Bart. We could do that. 248-398-WCSX. You heard the conversation we had with the house cast here. If you're casting a live version of The Simpsons, who would play the characters? There it is. Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 717. We're talking about Mike Reese. We had this guy on the house cast. He's one of the writers for The Simpsons. We asked him if you were going to have a live version of The Simpsons, real actors, and he told us James Gandolfini was interested in playing Homer. I've never heard that before. That's a new one.
Well, because when you think James Gandolfini, you think Tony Soprano. You don't think, like, funny, goofy.
Well, the fact that he had contacted them and wanted to do it, because I thought Seth Rogen. So here's your question. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If you're casting a live version of The Simpsons, who would you have? You said you had some homework done on this?
I have the perfect Mo.
Who?
Steve Buscemi.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the perfect Mo.
You take that off the board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right there, man. Kim, good morning.
How you doing, Jim? Aaron. Hey. I was thinking for Lisa, Kristen Chenoweth, because she's got a cute little funny voice.
Either that or Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, that she would be a good one.
She could do that.
Yeah, anybody named Kristen who's tiny like that, I guess. I don't know.
When he was younger, Seth Green, the kid who was like Austin Powers or Dr. Evil's son, when he was younger, would have been good as Bart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think so, yeah.
And maybe
but that
Bill...
would be my choice for Lisa.
All right, thank you. Have a good morning.
Okay, you too, guys. Bye.
Mike in South Lyon, how you doing, bud?
Doing great. Dick Cheney as Mr. Burns.
That is perfect casting. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-WCSX. I'm still stuck on Bart.
Bart's a very difficult one.
The one kid that I was thinking, and I don't know the actor's name, he plays Adam Goldberg on The Goldbergs.
Oh, okay.
Kind of around
that age. I can see the face.
Just get the hair up, yeah.
I'm working on Krusty.
I could have said something there. He's a writer for The Simpsons, and we were talking about what if they did a live version of The Simpsons, and he told us that this guy wanted to be Homer.
You know who I heard wanted to do it was James Gandolfini. James Gandolfini loved The Simpsons. He used to go out on Halloween as Homer, and it wasn't that hard a transformation.
Would have been perfect. Would have been absolutely perfect. Gandolfini as Homer.
Well, just in the opening segment of The Sopranos, he'd come out in his bathrobe to get the paper, and he looked like Homer.
Homer,
Simpson.
Exactly. So 248-398-WCSX. We've been sitting here in the studio talking about it. They've never done a live version of The Simpsons. So who would you cast as the main characters or any of the characters?
We got a lot of text messages. Gina Davis is Marge coming in. Heater says, how about Michael Chiklis as Homer?
That'd be a good one.
John Goodman is Homer.
Another good one. Did he play Fred Flintstone already?
I think, he did. He did in the live one.
What about Mort Krim as Kent Brockman, the news anchor?
I think it's perfect.
I'm Kent Brockman.
So on Facebook, Ned Flanders, William H. Macy.
I think we've all kind of agreed on that one.
Clint Eastwood as Mr. Burns.
That's pretty strong.
Steve Buscemi is Mo. That one keeps coming in.
Yeah.
This one I liked. Gary Busey as Barney.
Wow. Nailed it.
I think so.
Absolutely nailed it.
Another one, Jim Carrey is Lenny.
He could do that. Absolutely.
Tom Arnold is Chief Wiggum.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see him as that one. We're still, you know, the two characters we've all avoided are Bart and Lisa.
Because they're the most difficult to cast.
If you could do, I still think that Kristen Bell would be perfect as Lisa.
I think so, too.
Because she can do that kind of the frozen voice and stuff like that and go there. Bart, I have no idea.
Well, if nothing. Macaulay Culkin didn't look like he does now, he would have made a great Bart.
Macaulay Culkin then, but yeah, now.
Yeah, 1994 Macaulay Culkin would have made a great Bart.
Yeah, yeah. Dave in Roseville, what do you got, man?
Hey, Bill Murray for Homer.
Oh, I forgot about Murray.
Oh, he would own that.
He would own it.
That is
absolutely
fantastic,
own it.
Man.
But Jim, it was just something you did. You sounded like him, so that's what put it in my head.
Bill Murray is Homer. That's tough, man. All right, yeah. Dave. Thank
All
you,
right,
brother.
Bye.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 833. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you at 248-398-WCSX. So we were just playing the receipt game, the Who the Hell Bought It, for our anniversary show with Styx. And when you look at a receipt, you get a lot of information on there, right? You get, you know, where you bought it, what time you bought it, if you used a credit card.
Who the cashier was.
Who the cashier, or you're in a restaurant, it tells you who the waitress was and the tip and all that amount. This is Curtis Mays. He was at Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden in Queens on Father's Day when he noticed something was wrong with the receipt.
I asked her, I was like, why would you do this? And she couldn't explain it. She's like, well, I didn't do it. So I was like, well, who prints out the receipt? So she says, I take it up there and I print it out myself. So you're telling me you did it. So why are you lying about it? So she says, she just walked off.
He says the evening started off pleasant.
She was very nice. She came up to the table. Hi, guys. How you doing?
May says the manager fired the waitress immediately, and he got a refund, of course.
He said, he's like, well, how can I compensate you? I was like, you can't. I mean, how can you compensate someone spitting in your food?
And you already ate this.
And I ate this already.
So how does he know that she spit in his food? It's on the receipt. It's on the... Have you ever seen anything like this? We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
food.
It says on this receipt in that weird little font, you know, like when you order from a restaurant
thing. Yeah, it's like the notes where you can leave notes.
It says cheddar cheese, burger with cheddar cheese, mayo, caramelized onions, and onion rings. And then it says, please spit in it too. On the receipt. Wow. I've never seen that. Okay, let's be honest. If you work in the food service industry, you may have thought about it. There had to have been someone that you... I worked flipping pizzas and serving burgers, and I'll admit there were people that ticked me off enough that I thought about it, but I would have never actually done it.
Didn't have anything like that, but a bunch of my girlfriends and I went out one night and rang up a bar tab, and it said hot chicks on it.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, that was flattering. At least it didn't say spit in their drinks.
Right. If it was a group of guys, probably we might have gotten that. But no, that is the damnedest thing, though. Like, what are they going to do to make it right? What do you do?
Because now that's gross.
And it was on Father's Day. That was his Father's Day dinner. He wanted to go to this one place and get a big burger.
And a side of germs.
Saliva. We do have the name of the, that's interesting. We have the name of the waitress, Peggy Fleming.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a spit joke. Flem. Oh, it's going to hit you in about 20 minutes and you're going to laugh?
No, I'm going to tell you off air why that's not funny.
Oh, okay.
48398-WCSX.
Hey, it's Big Jim. You've heard me talk about Mother Waddles, but one of the things that I want people to understand is that Rick Fraser and everybody at Mother Waddles do so much more in the community than I think sometimes even I understood until recently. Mother Waddles has teamed up with Michigan Veterans Foundation to feed homeless vets 300 meals a day right here in Detroit. That's just some of what happens when you give your car to Mother Waddles. You give it to Mother Waddles, but really you're getting a Blue Book value tax deduction for your car. They'll even make arrangements if it's not working. They'll come and pick up the car from you. That car has been sitting in your driveway, or maybe this that extra car you got around the house for whatever reason. It's time to do that. You can change somebody's life today. The key is to go to the website, motherwaddles.org. That's WADDLES. Or call them. Mother Waddles, 313 Waddles is the number to call. WADDLES. Mother Waddles, Michigan's largest car donation program. It's a name you can trust. And I say it all the time. They treat you with respect when you call. They're not going to leave you on the phone for 20 minutes. And they are so timely when they come pick up vehicles. We hear it all the time. Mother Waddles, 313 Waddles, or motherwaddles.org. Again, Mother Waddles teaming up with the Michigan Veterans Foundation to feed homeless vets 300 meals a day right here in Detroit. So you know that that car that you donate to Mother Waddles is going to change somebody's life today. Thanks, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And we've been talking a lot about food this morning, kind of all different ways, doing receipts. And if you missed it earlier this morning, about a half hour ago, we're talking about the guy that on the receipt, it said spit in it.
That's so bad.
For his food. Now, if you want to see that receipt, we'll text it to you. The keyword for that would be...
food!
So, when you dip a chip, we all remember this from Seinfeld, right?
Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip!
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip! When you take a chip, just take one dip and end it.
So we all knew about double dipping became a huge thing with Seinfeld, right? So here you go. And you were talking about this in the studio this morning. Daily Mail claims double dipping snack chips can lead to norovirus and herpes.
Yay. Well, think about it. It's true.
If you're dip sharing, this is according to British chef Matt Tibbett. If you're dip sharing, it's the runniest dips you have to be aware of. I don't know what that means. They're more likely to drip back into the tub after they've been in your mouth, hence more bacteria.
Do you ever see anybody do that at a party?
What, double dip?
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, that grosses me out.
Why?
I'll just bring my own stuff and keep it to myself.
See, what I figure is I kiss most people at a party anyway, so I'm not that worried about double dipping.
Awkward conversations on Big Jim's House.
Oh, we got a jingle out of it, too. Nice. KSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Coming up next, a couple was arrested in Oklahoma for doing something you can't do on the east side of Detroit.
Oh, I thought this was going to be another Florida story.
No. This is an Oklahoma one, but it's something that you cannot do on the east side of Detroit. We'll explain next.
Oklahoma.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan Julian coming in next. I want to say hi to Ian and Ron, Anderson Music on Rochester Road in Troy, our Workforce City of the Week. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. A couple in Oklahoma was busted for having relations in broad daylight by a busy intersection on Friday. This is the second time this woman has been arrested doing the same thing, just with different dudes. See, I figure you can't do this on the east side because you can't get there with all the construction. Nobody would see you doing it anyway.
That was last weekend. I think there's not as much construction this weekend, or at least I'm hoping.
This poor guy's driving around for an hour and a half. I just got to find one intersection. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is her thing, though. She likes to do this around 5:30 on Friday. They are underneath a tree right by a busy intersection just doing what people do.
Why Fridays at 5:30?
The 5 o'clock traffic jam? I don't even know. So she got arrested last October for doing that in a liquor store parking lot with a 21-year-old dude named Kevin. Okay.
They need to change the theme song from the musical now.
Right.
Instead of Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Oklahoma, where the people have sex on street corners. Nice. Get the champagne poppin', whoop taye.
That works.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Show tunes this morning, too. You guys didn't have to pay extra for that. All right, Jolene's coming in next. We're back tomorrow. I did look. West Side's down by one in Battle of the Birds.
Yeah, don't.
Okay. Aaron's going to get to work on the questions. Also,